This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The White House is confirming the death of an American Israeli woman who had been thought to have been taken on October 7th in southern Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden says he was devastated to learn 70-year-old Judith Weinstein had been killed during the Hamas attack on an Israeli kibbutz in October. Her kibbutz is reporting Weinstein, originally from New York, who had been teaching children with special needs in Israel, actually died October 7th along with her husband. But because their bodies were taken by militants, it was thought they were held as hostages. In Tel Aviv, other families rallied for more releases. But in Beirut, a Hamas official announced a temporary ceasefire would not be enough to release the rest of the hostages, calling for an end to the Israeli military action. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Liberia say a leaking fuel tanker exploded this week as people gathered to collect the gasoline, leaving more than 40 dead. Officials say the blast on Tuesday also injured at least 83 people in the town of Totota in the central part of the West African country. One health official says many of the dead were buried in a mass grave because their remains were unrecognizable. Health authorities say an exact death toll was difficult to confirm because of how badly the bodies were burned. Similar deadly accidents have occurred elsewhere in Africa. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot. Shenna Bellows becomes the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar Trump under the Insurrection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The Civil War era clause bans those who, quote, engage in insurrection from office. The U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he can still run for president. This is VOA News. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov slammed Thursday the creation of a peace formula advocated by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Speaking during an interview with the RIA state news agency, Lavrov said the plan proposed by Zelensky to end the fighting in Ukraine was a, quote, a figment of a sick imagination, unquote. Lavrov said the G7 members and other countries met recently to discuss the formula following previous meetings in Copenhagen ahead of the peace summit anticipated next year. He claimed the participants were forced to sign onto Zelensky's formula. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The Biden administration is granting Louisiana's request to administer its own permit program for wells that store carbon dioxide. It's a win for carbon capture proponents that want projects approved more quickly. The EPA said the Louisiana agreement includes safeguards to protect poor, often majority black communities that live near those facilities, and that those standards will serve as a model for other states. The Biden administration has supported tax breaks for carbon capture, arguing it's a needed tool to combat climate change. Some environmental groups are skeptical, arguing it will allow polluting industry to operate for longer. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has called for bolstered readiness for war to repel what he says are unprecedented U.S.-led confrontational moves. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
North Korean state-run KRT News showed Kim speaking in the capital Pyongyang during a key political meeting tasked with setting state objectives for 2024. Kim's comments indicated again that North Korea will likely continue weapons tests to modernize its nuclear arsenal for the time being. The following day, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was greeted by a chorus of cheers as he visited a frontline army unit that is based in Yeoncheon at the border with North Korea. During the visit, Yoon told the military personnel, "If provoked, you should immediately respond and retaliate before reporting to your higher-ups later." I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge has rejected U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's request to delay his bribery trial by 2 months. The order Thursday by Judge Sidney H. Stein leaves in place a May 5th trial date for the Democrat, who faces trial along with his wife and three New Jersey businessmen. All have pleaded not guilty to charges alleging they engaged in a bribery conspiracy that enriched the senator and his wife with cash, gold bars, and a luxury car. Menendez's lawyers said they need extra time to sift through voluminous evidence before trial. They declined to comment on Stein's Thursday order. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.